Excellent. All right. Welcome, Yair and Cheesecake, please. Good to see you both. Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Getting back to where we just started, we're going to discuss some Inyane Talmud Torah, Birchas Torah. To begin with, most famous Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban. And this you can find a nice discussion of in Rav Asher Weiss's Kuntris on Talmud Torah, one of the Minchas Asher volumes. Rosh Hashiva Sukta also has a discussion of this in his Sefer on Shavuos, Yom HaBikurim. Most basic Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban is whether the mitzvah of Birchos HaTorah is a Din D'oraisa or only an Asmachta, Din D'Rabbanan. Most Brachos we know are Dinim D'Rabbanan, notable exception of Birchos HaMazon as a Din D'oraisa. But what about Birchos HaTorah?
Pull it out.
What about Birchos HaTorah? So the Gemara in Brachos tells us the Makar for Birchos HaTorah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Kishem HaShem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So if you assume that's mitzvah D'oraisa, that's a drasha Gemara. If you assume this is only an Asmachta D'Rabbanan, then Birchos HaTorah is not a separate mitzvah D'oraisa of the Tariag, it's just a Din D'Rabbanan. So based on how you understand that drasha in the Gemara, Minayin LeBirchos HaTorah LeFanel, Kishem HaShem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, that will determine whether you view this as a din d'oraisa or as a din d'rabbanan. So the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos does not quote Birchas HaTorah as one of the Taryag, and Ramban in his Hashmatos to Mitzvos Asei Tesvav, Hashmatos Tesvav, Ramban says, why didn't you quote Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah is din d'oraisa. And Rambam omits it. So that's the basic machlokas Ramban and Rambam. Din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. So just the first to be, I guess, conscious and aware of is that when you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, according to Ramban, you're mekayem mitzvah saseh d'oraisa each and every day with Birchas HaTorah. So not too common to have a bracha that you can be mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa with. Yet that is one example. According to Ramban, Birchas HaTorah, mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah saseh. That's Ramban. Now, what's also significant about the Ramban's formulation in this discussion of Birchas HaTorah in his Hashmatos to the Rambam's Mitzvah Saseh is how he's magdir what Birchas HaTorah is all about. Because aside from the basic machlokas, is Birchas HaTorah a Mitzvah D'oraisa as per Ramban? Is it a Mitzvah D'rabbanan as would seem from the Pashtus of the Rambam who omits it altogether from his Tariag Mitzvos? The famous Hakira that is discussed by the Achronim with regard to Birchas HaTorah is what category of bracha does Birchas HaTorah fall under? We know there are three categories of brachas, generally speaking. You have Birchas HaMitzvah, you have Birchas Shevach VeHodah, you have Birchas HaNenin, and of those two categories, where would you place Birchas HaTorah? So here's where the Ramban's formulation is most significant. Ramban, I will pull it up. Ramban says the following. Says Ramban in his Asagos to the Rambam's Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Tesvav, says Ramban. There we go. Shenitz Tavinu Lehodos Lishmo Yisbarach, that we are commanded to give Hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right there, that word strikes you. It seems from Ramban, Pashtus, that he views Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas Shevach VeHodah. That's how he describes it. It's a mitzvah to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we give that Hodah? B'chol Eis Shenikra B'Torah. Whenever we learn Torah, we have a mitzvah D'oraisa to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Through this bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So it seems from Ramban that this is a Birchas Hodah, Birchas Shevach VeHodah. Now, what's more is Ramban also tells you what exactly are we being moda for? What are we giving hoda for? So tell me what do you mean? It's geshmak, it's gevaldik, fulpula shaltara, yelling and screaming at each other based medrash. What could be better? Of course, you got to give hoda for that. Such a gevaldik, a fun experience. Now, I was reading recently just the newly published biography of Noach Weinberg. Very kedai to read it. Number one, it's written by Yonason Rosenblum, who's a gevaldik writer. very eloquent, very articulate. And number two, it's a biography that is meant to be, shall we say, thoroughly honest, and not not looking to hide or to gloss over, but looking to be just present him who he was. Obviously, he's a remarkable individual. So one of the things that caught my eye was that toward the end of his life, when he was suffering from cancer, his body was racked with pain. So apparently the family brought in a couple, a therapist couple, to come in and help him cope with the pain. So Reb Noach Weinberg, as you well know, spent decades of his life being mekarev of tens of thousands of Jews to Yiddishkeit, but he did so through direct intellectual confrontation. Right? He wasn't someone who took the NCSY approach of the, you know, the Havdalah Matzei Shabbos experience. He was someone who schlepped these guys into his Beis Medrash and said, okay, let's fight. Is there a God? Is there not a God? You believe in a God? Don't believe in a God. And he would just take him on, head on, intellectual debate. So this couple comes to see him, this therapist couple comes to see him, and as he's dying, Nebuch, of cancer, suffering the terrible pain. And they ask him, Rabbi, what can we do to make you feel better? So his initial response was, would you like to have a good fight? The debate. That's his initial reaction. He lived for that. He lived for the intellectual stimulation of the intellectual debate. So is that what Birchas Torah is all about? To give Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the intellectual stimulation of the debate, of the verbal jousting that you have with your Chavrus in the Beis Medrash? And that's certainly a part of the Hana of Talmud Torah. But that's not what Ramban says. Ramban says, the Hodat we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah is Al Hatova HaGedola She'asalanu, for the incredible kindness that Kadosh Baruch Hu performed for us, Besito Toraso Eleinu, by giving us his Torah. What's the Tova HaGedola? Behodi Anu Hama'asim Haratsuyim Lefanav. By giving us Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has in essence informed us of what he wants and what he desires and what he appreciates, kaviyachol. And why is that beneficial? Shabahem ninchal chaye ha'olam haba. Now we know the roadmap to get to olam haba. Religion and ritual is not about what makes me feel good. It's not about what I find to be spiritually uplifting. Religion and ritual is what Kadosh Baruch Hu determines is maisim ritzuyim. I think we touched upon this in previous discussions, Lagabe, the recent issues with regard to coronavirus quarantine, tefillah b'tzibur, lack of tefillah b'tzibur, and how there were some who were sincerely disturbed by the fact that people were not davening tefillah b'tzibur for so long and made it a point to daven tefillah b'tzibur despite the risks. Mitzad Shein of Meir Twersky was so outspoken that tefillah b'tzibur is not inherently a value. It's only valuable insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. But if Halacha determines that because of sakanas nefashis and pikuach nefesh, tefillah b'tzibur is not valuable, rather it is more important to stay home, so then tefillah b'tzibur is no longer that value that you think of it to be, because it's not inherently independently valuable. It's only valuable insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. But if Halacha determines, no, right now, sakanas nefashis, safek, you don't daven, so then that becomes the more valuable ma'isa haratzah lefana. Now again, I'm not passing right now. I'm just saying, in general, the discussions of the past. But Ramban says that's the hodah that we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're so thankful for the tova hagdol that he gave us Torah, thereby showing us what are the ma'isa ritzuyim lefanav, and thereby enabling us to know how to achieve olam haba. So writes Ramban. This is the basis for the birchas hodah of Birchas HaTorah as Ramban sees it. Now, Mitzad Sheni, obviously one might have understandably argued that maybe Birchas HaTorah is not Birchas Shevach V'Adah. Maybe it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, after all. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, l'maratem osam es b'neichem. We say, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu. We have the nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah employed in our Birchas HaTorah. So maybe one could argue that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas Shavach V'Adar, but it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Maybe that's the yisod of Birchas HaTorah. So Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher suggests that maybe this Shaila is the source of the Machlokes with regard to the following halacha. Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim, Simen Mem Zayin. Mechaber Paskins, Noshim Mevorchas Birchas HaTorah. Women must recite Birchas HaTorah. Says Magen Avraham, why is that? Dachayavos Lomo, Dinim Shalahem. Women, although perhaps Potter from Talmud Torah, after all, V'lemaratim Ozam Esbenechem V'lo Benoseichem, nonetheless, they have their own mitzvos, Hafrash Eschala, Nida, Tefillah, whatever their mitzvos are, they have to know what to do. So, Memel the Chayav to learn the dinim of the mitzvos they're Chayavin. So maybe that's why they say Berachas HaTorah says Magen Avraham, according to Shulchan Aruch's Shita. Mitzad Sheni, the Birak Rah, Scholek, Metokef, Birak Rah says, Devrayim, Dechuyin, Mikam upon him. For many reasons, this is incorrect, says Birak Rah. Ukrat Savach, the Pesha Pasuk, Limartem es Benechem, the Lord is Benoseichem. So, Heyach Tome Betzivanu, Benasam Lanu, how can she say, Asher Kachana Mitzvosa Betzivanu? She's not Mukhuyev in Talmud Torah, says the Birak Rah. It must be, the pshat is, just like women can say a voluntary birchas mitzvah on any mitzvah saseh shazman grama that they're potter from. Lulav, for example, is the classic example. Sukkah is another example. At least according to Shitas Hatosvus, women who are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman grama can still voluntarily make the bracha on those mitzvahs. Sigra says that's why they can say birchas HaTorah. That's what they can say, Birchas HaTorah. So, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe the Gra, who is so insistent that the Birchas HaTorah can't be mitzad, the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, because they're not mechuyev in it. So he seems to be assuming that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. See, he's so bothered. If it's Birchas HaMitzvah, how can you say Vitzivan or they're not mitzvah in the Talmud Torah? So he has to come on to, Enechanami, the potter from Talmud Torah, but they can voluntarily say the Birchas HaMitzvah the same way they can do the same for Lulav or Sukkah. So from the Birgra, it seems, says Rav Asher Weiss, that the Gra holds that the nature of Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah. That's how he seems to be approaching it. Whereas he suggests that perhaps the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, holds no. Birchas HaTorah is not a typical Birchas HaMitzvah. Rather, maybe it is a Shavach V'Hodah bracha, as Ramban writes. And if that's the case, so women, albeit not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, but they still have the same benefits of knowing what the Maisim Haratzurim Lefanavar, Shabahem Nimcha Chayel Mavah. So maybe this is the Shita of the Beis Yosef. He holds that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah per se, but rather a Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. So suggests Rav Asher Weiss within the Shitas Beis Yosef. Okay. Another suggestion he brings as to another similar, perhaps, Yesod Machlokes. And this, of course, we know from Birchas HaTorah, Shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes HaRishonim, in Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Yod Aleph. Shinas keva bayom. Someone takes a gavaldig nap in his bed in the middle of the afternoon. Mustama, he's been keeping the schedule of the Vilna Gaon, sleeping only 1.5 hour at a time, no more than 2.5 hours over a span of 24. So it's time for his half an hour nap. So he goes into his bed in the middle of the afternoon, takes a nap. So what's the din if he's taking a nap? Shinas keva amitasa bayom. Does he have to recite a new Birchas HaTorah upon awakening or not? So Shulchan Aruch quotes two days named Shonim. Have a hafsik? V'yei shomim? D'lo have a hafsik. Some Rishonim hold that's taka hafsik. You got to make a new Birchas HaTorah upon awakening. Others say, no, not a hafsik. No new need for Birchas HaTorah upon awakening. What's the machlokas here? So Vashwai suggests, very pashut. If this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, So everyone knows, you make a brichas mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, you're mesiach das, you're mafsik, you got to make another brichas mitzvah. If I'm a shochet working for Empire, and I'm shechting chicken after chicken, I make one brichas mitzvah on shechita, and I just go. If I stop for lunch, and I take a lunch break for an hour, and then I come back, I got to make another brichas mitzvah. So if it's a brichas mitzvah, you take a sleep in the middle of the day, you got to make another brichas mitzvah upon awakening. Very pashut. Masha'ein, can if he holds a brichas shevach v'hodah. So, chazar masakin, you say brichas shevach v'hodah, once a day, every morning, along the lines of all the other brichas ha-shachar, you say. Those are all birchos shevach vada. Chazar masakin them once a day. So do birchos haTorah. Birchos shevach vada. I say it once a day. And the fact that I sleep and wake up again is irrelevant. It's a kamas chazal to say it once a day, no more. So if Asher Weiss suggests this might be the machlokas rishonim quoted by Shulchan Aruch here. When I take a nap in my bed during the day for half an hour, nice shinas keba al mitasa biyom. Do I have a chiv now to say Birchas HaTorah all over again? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you bet I do. I was mafsik, I was mesiach das. If it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, I said it once today. That's my takana, that's my chiv, that's it. Maspik, enough, no more. Okay, so this theme of Birchas HaMitzvah versus Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, Rav Asher Weiss suggests, can be seen in these machlokasin, in the Rishonim, and in the Achronim. Now, perhaps the most famous comment of the Levush, because it's so unique, is the following. The Levush is asking, why is it that when one is Ola La Torah, he makes a bracha lefaneha and a bracha lachara? Hashem Kain, all the rest of us, on a regular daily basis, we say a birchas haTorah lefaneha. We don't say a birchas haTorah lachara. Why is that? So, the essence of the Levush's Teretz is essentially that when you're saying a bracha as an Ola Torah, there's a very, very clearly defined, limited number of psukim you're supposed to read as part of your Aliyah La Torah. So, there's a very clearly defined Chi of Kriya. So, then you say Brichas Tola for now, Brichas Tola Chara. Mashenkin, he says, the ordinary Jew on a regular daily basis, there's no clearly defined time frame for Talmud Torah. You have to be Osik B'Torah the entire day, the entire night, as long as you can, whenever you can. There's no end point to it. Yeah, if you sleep at night, you wake up, you've got to make another bracha now. But once you make that first bracha, you're just supposed to go. You're supposed to go. So there's no bracha l'achara, because you can never say, oh, maspik, I'm done, enough. But in the context of this pshat, he says the following. He says, "Dibish lama kishikorin osel Torah." When you're getting an Aliyah Torah, so shayach shaper bracha lefana. You talk, it makes sense to make a bracha before you say the Kriya Satara. Kishemaschel b'sevet Torah, u bracha lacharel, and it's shayach to say a bracha afterwards. Kishemasayim b'holach memena. When you finish, why? Kimo b'chol birchas hananin, like any birchas hananin, shemavarchin lefana u lacharel. You say a bracha before you eat and after you eat. So he compares here Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaNenen, which is a fascinating idea. I guess it gets back to what I said before, the geshmak in Torah, in Talmud Torah, the enjoyment that one experiences in Torah. According to the Levush, Birchas HaTorah includes and incorporates an element of Birchas HaNenen for that reason. So Rav Asher Weiss, drawing on his Hasidic background, I would assume. I mean, I should say Avdavka. It could be his encyclopedic background, regardless of whether he's Hasidic or not. But he cites a Degamachan Ephraim, says the following. Degamachan Ephraim, Parshas B'Shalach, quotes the Zeda, Baal Shem Tov, I assume, who says the following. Famous Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says, Al machar v'haaretz. What was the source of the cause of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Golus from Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara famously says, Al azvam es tarasi, the pasuk says, Shelo birchu b'Torah tchila. That Klaisel did not make a bracha on Torah tchila. So everyone struggles. What's pshat? What does that mean? What do you mean? Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Haaretz, Golus, Klaisel, all because they didn't say the Birchas HaTorah. What does that mean? How is that shayach? How do you understand that? says Derga Machna Ephraim, according to Baal Shem Tov as follows. Haina, that means Shlo Birchu Birchas Vaha'arevna. They didn't say the bracha of Vaha'arevna. What does Vaha'arevna mean? So, until now we were discussing Asher Kedshana B'mitzvos B'tzivado implies Birchas HaMitzvah. We're discussing how according to Ramban, perhaps Asher B'chabana Mikol Am, Asher B'chabana Mikol Amim, and Asan Lanos Taraso might be a Birchas Shebach V'odah. But the Dego Machan Ephraim is highlighting Vaha'arevna, please make it sweet. Vaha'arevna, please make it sweet. As Divrei Sarascha B'finu, V'fi, I'll stop for a second here because, now that I'm quoting it, just reminding myself of the fact that the original Girsa in the old printed Sidurim was, as Divrei Sarascha B'finu, U'v'fios Amcha Beis Yisrael. U'v'fios Amcha Beis Yisrael. The Fios Amcha Beis Yisrael. Okay? So we're asking that the Torah should be sweet in our mouths. So the Dega Machan Ephraim writes, he says, you have to daven what? Daven that it should be Mayim Mesukim. She Yitom B'Torasso HaMayim Mesukim V'Arevim. That you should enjoy it. It should be pleasurable. It should be sweet. This is in Parshas B'Shalach, right? The Mara, the waters of Mara, Meimarim. So he says in Vaha'arevna, this is what Gemara and Yindarim is critical of Chazal. They didn't have the Vaha'arevna. They didn't want or experience the Mesikos HaTorah, the Bracha of Vaha'arevna, and how important that is as well, to have the Vaha'arevna, the Mesikos HaTorah, and to daven for it. You know, we know from the famous Gemara in Temura, is it, that is so often quoted. The Gemara which says the Anshe Alexandria asked Rishu ben Chananya, right? They asked him a number of questions, and one of them was Mayas Adam v'Yachkam, and the response was Yarbe v'Yeshiva Yimai Beschara. Sit and learn to become wise. I harbe also came v'Lo'asla v'Yadam. You got to daven for it. You have to daven for it. So to hear, Degel Machan Ephraim is stressing the importance of davening for Vaha'arevna, davening for Mesikos HaTorah. So this, while we touch upon this idea, it's such a critical yesod, the importance of tefillah for success in Talmud Torah. Someone just forwarded me a recent clip from Rav Melech Biederman. Maybe you saw it. Rav Melech was telling over about a yeshiva student in Bnei Brak who was accepted to yeshiva but was known to be an under average performer in terms of capabilities. And the Hanhala was reluctant to take the kid, They took him to Maisa, and then they were stunned that test after test, this kid is scoring in the hundreds. Couldn't believe it. This is the kid who was average at best, less than average, and he's scoring 100 after 100 after 100. So the Menahel mentioned them to the mother of the kid. Now, your son is really performing remarkably well. And the mother said, well, actually, it's a credit to the Rebbe, because early on in his mind, the Rebbe told the Talmidim how he remembers when the Divrei Yoel visited Eretz Yisrael in the 1950s. And this Rebbe happened to see the Satmar Rebbe davening Ava Rabba, and how he said every word so many times, cried, how he cried and said it over and over and over again. That's not the Satmar Rav, I should add, not just the Satmar Rav. If Mr. Zalman Meltzer said about the Netziv, then the Netziv told Mr. Zalman that every day when he said Abba Rabba, he would cry when he would ask for a Kadosh Baruch Hu Sata Deshmaya V'Seim B'Libeinu B'Inu L'Havin L'Haskil. And on a day that he didn't feel that same feeling, then Siv didn't say Shir. He refused to say Shir in Velazhin if he didn't have that emotion in his Ava Rabba. So says Mrs. Zalman Meltzer. He heard it from the Siv himself. But the Satmar Rav as well, when he would say Abba Rabba, he would say it over and over again. It took him a half an hour to say that one bracha. So this kid hears this from his Rebbe. He goes home. He tells his mother the story. And the mother sees that the kid is very moved by it. So the mother said, would you like to do that too? And the kid, you know, gets indicated he was interested in davening that way. So the mother said, listen, you can't daven that way in front of the whole Beis Medrash. That's not going to go over so well in Beis Medrash because everyone else is davening at a certain pace and you're crying and saying Abba Rabba for half an hour. So the mother suggested, get up early before davening. And without saying Shem HaShem, just say Abba Rabba without Shem HaShem, without the bracha, and daven it half an hour every morning as a tefillah. And she said her son started doing that. And the Menachal said that must be why he is being so matzliach in his bechinas, more than anyone thought him capable of. And the same is true. You look at the beautiful letters, the Igros Das of Rav Elia Weintraub Zatzal. Elia Weintraub, Brooklyn born and raised, Chaim Berlin educated, Mekubel, who moved to Bnei Brak in the 60s, lived just down the block from Chaim Kanievsky, one of the most famous Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe of Moshe Tversky, of Shemeshim Pinkus. Since Igros Das, he writes a letter to his son. He says to his son, he said, my son, you told me that I must have been a Baal Kishron as a young bacher to have, you know, accomplished in learning. He said, you should know it's not true. I was average at best, perhaps less than average. But he says about himself, when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva, I cried every day in Shema Kolenu for Siyata Deshmaya in Talmud Torah. And he says, and after that, he said, I saw the Shaar Chachma open up. He said, I saw incredible Atzlach in my Limud Torah. So the importance, and just trying to stress and emphasize the importance of tefillah in davening for success in Hatzlacha in Talmud Torah, be it in Shema Kolenu, be it in Abba Rabba, be it in Birchas HaTorah V'Harivna. So you have the Samarav, you have the Netziv, you have Rav Elia Weintraub, you have this little Yingel in Bnei Brak, and now you have as well the Taz, the Degel Machan Ephraim, saying about V'Harivna that you have to daven for the Mesikos HaTorah when you say Birchas HaTorah. And it was that which Klal Yisrael failed to do, which is why the Gemara says that they were punished, sadly, with the Ozvam Ama of the Haaretz, because Ozvam es Tarasi Yishlo Bircha B'Torah Tchila. Okay. Moving on with one last comment on Bircha Satara, which then launches us into another very critical Musar with regard to Talmud Torah. That is the famous Taz commenting in Simon Mem Zayin Sif Katan Aleph about the same Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph. So Bircha B'Torah Tchila. What were they lacking with regard to their Birchas HaTorah that made them liable for such terrible onesh? The Taz writes the following. The Taz says, pull it up. Shatora Eina Miskayemes. Torah is only retained by one who, Chazal say, literally kills himself over it. Now, not literally, but I assume it means he just physically exhausts his energies when it comes to Talmud Torah. I came across a maaseh from Chazon Ish. I forgot where I saw it. They say that a Talmud walked into Chazon Ish's house in Bnei Brak and found him sprawled on the floor. I got very concerned that the Chazon Ish collapsed. He ran to pick him up. He asked him, what happened, Rebbe? Chazon Ish said, every day I learn until I have completely sapped myself and exhausted every last ounce of my physical strength. And then I go to bed. He said, today I underestimated. And I learned to such an extent that I didn't have enough strength to make it to the bed. So, Mimis Atzim Aleha. Someone really just exhausts himself on Talmud Torah. So the Taz says, this is Pshat, the Torah is Kohanim, Rashi, the Chukos HaTelechu, Amenash Shetio Melim B'Torah. Then it says, Masha'ein Kain, Be'osam Shalom Dim, Divrei Torah Mitoch Oneg. Oh, those Yidden who learn in the lap of luxury, the Einam Yegeimba, they don't work so hard. Ein Hatar Meskayim Esatzlam, they're not going to retain Talmud Torah that long, as long. Says that's pshat shlo birchu b'torah tchila. Why? So unlike the Degel Machne Ephraim, the Baal Shem Tov emphasized the Vaharevna, the Taz emphasizes the Bracha, the Nusach HaBracha is Lasok B'Divrei Torah. Why not Lilmol Divrei Torah? Why Lasok B'Divrei Torah? So the Taz says, Lasok B'Divrei Torah Derech Torah Dafka. Lasok means that you really engage in it to the point of physically exerting yourself. That's what the Gemara is critical of Klal Yisrael for not in doing properly. So it's not just that Birchas HaTorah implies Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, potentially Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not just that Birchas HaTorah implies Asher Bachabanu Mikol HaAmim, potentially Birchas HaDah. It's not just that Birchas HaTorah implies V'Harevna, they have to daven for Mesikos HaTorah. But Birchas HaTorah also implies Lasok, that one must engage B'Derech Torah, says the Taz. Ketil Amelim B'Torah. It's critical to learn Torah B'Derech Amelus, to exhaust oneself, to invest physical effort in one's Talmud Torah. Famous Maimer Chazal, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah, B'chukos HaTelechu, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah. Now there's a remarkable Medrash Tanchuma cited by Mordechai Kalbach in his Sefer Chavetzel's Hasharon on Shavuos. Cites a Medrash Tanchuma in Miketz. The Medrash there says, Ashrei HaGeber, Medrash says, fortunate is the one that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring Yisurim upon and you teach him from your Torah. So what's Pshat? So the Medrash says, you have one person who stays up sleepless nights because he's got a toothache, because he's got a headache, he can't sleep. You have another person who stays up sleepless nights because he's being Osik B'Torah. He's a Ger B'Torah. Both people, says the Medrash, are, to a certain extent, suffering Yisurim, sleeplessness, sleep deprivation, physical discomfort. But Ashrei Geber, Asher Tiasenu Ka, Umitaras Chaslam Denu. How fortunate is the one whose Yisurim comes because of his Yigia B'Torah, as opposed to some other source of Yisurim. Because ultimately, everybody, says the Medrash, very frightening words, everybody is going to be subject to some form of Yisurim in this world. So Ashrei HaGeber, Asher Tiasenu Ka, but Mitaras Chaslam Denu. So says Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Miketz, Sayed and Sefer Chavetzel's Hasharon. To be Ageya, to be Omel B'Torah. To be Omel B'Torah. Now, we don't always have an appreciation for what it means to be totally immersed in Torah, to the extent that you're oblivious to what's happening around you. We're so easily distracted. We're so not focused. We're so used to, as the Taz says, learning Torah b'tainug, mitoch tainug. We have our big coffee mugs, not just stam coffee, coffee with sugar, sugar and milk, flavored coffee, hazelnuts. You know, it's not like, you know, Moshe Twersky and Taras Moshe, before he gave shir, he took some cold coffee with nothing else in it. That was it. We have, you know, we have all the luxuries. And Baruch Hashem, we're lucky we have such blessings in life. But we don't appreciate, as a result, the meaning of Yigia B'Torah, to be Omer B'Torah. And to just immerse oneself in Torah so totally. The Talmidim of my grandfather from Chaim Berlin told me how he would so often come so late to shir, much to the chagrin of Rav Victor Miller, who was the mashgiach, who was makbid on zman. Because my grandfather would take the train from Washington Heights, where he lived, all the way to Brownsville, where Chaim Berlin was at that time. So you're taking a train from Washington Heights to Brownsville. There's no direct train. If you got to take train, another train. And so that's a good hour and a half ride, whatever it is. But he's, so what are you doing in the train the whole time? You didn't read the ads on the, you know, on the train. He brought a briefcase full of svarim, sat down in Washington Heights, I guess at 181st Street, and he took out a safe, so started learning, preparing for shir. And he had a good hour and a half to get to the Chaim Berlin. So he had a, you know, full morning seder in the train. Problem was, when he learned with focus. He didn't just, you know, stop and look around every 2 minutes, check his cell phone. I forget the cell phones run around those days. But okay, he's learning, he's so focused that he regularly would miss his stop. Just totally lost track of where he was. He often remember when the train came to a stop, at the last stop, and he had to get off. Then he'd take the train back to catch Chaim Berlin on the way back. So he would often come late to shir because he was just so engrossed in his learning that he just lost track of where he was. Then Talmidim told me also he would give shir in Chaim Berlin, and he would just go for hours because, you know, unlike me, you know, I got limited amount to say. You say what you prepare and you're done. He never had that problem. You know, didn't have what to say. He always had more to say. So he just lost track of time. He just go for hours and hours and hours. And at one point, it was Friday, and he was giving shir for hours on a winter Friday. And the boys, it was getting late for Shabbos. So the boys were dropping out one by one. At one point, he looks up, he says, "Where's everybody?" And I said, "Rebbe, it's Erev Shabbos." He looks at his watch, says, "Oy vey, my kids." He left Rebbe Leo, you know, waiting at the bus stop, I guess. And he lost track of time. So he ran out of the Beis Medrash to pick up his kids from yeshiva because he was so focused in his Talmud Torah. So Amel and so Yagev Torah just lost track of everything that's happening around him. So again, this yisod of the Taz to be Osek B'Torah, not to fail to appreciate the importance of Amel's B'Torah. Just one beautiful, famous comment. This is found in the Hegyonei Halacha of Rav Yitzchak Mirsky. He cites the Leket Yosher of the 1400s in Germany, who cites his Rebbe, Trumas Hadashan. Remarkable, remarkable comment. Leket Yosher writes, "Uz Chorani, I remember, Sha'amar, that Trumas Hadashan said, Osam ha-bachurim ha-ashirim ha-mefunakim, those rich mefunakim." We still have that word, I think, in modern Hebrew, right? Those rich mefunakim. What's the word for mefunakim in English? I don't know. Picky that doesn't do it justice. Mufunak means, you know, you're a, I don't know. Any better words for that in English? Rich mufunakim. Okay, sometimes Hebrew does it better justice. So those rich bachrim, says the Trumas Hadashan, what did they do? They made for them a rotating turntable. So when they would sit and they had lots of sparm on the table, rather than get up and get the sefer they needed, they just turned the table around and the sefer came to them. So he says, lo tov hemosim, that's bad news. On the contrary, he says, if you have to look for the sefer and invest effort into it, so you'll have a better time remembering what you learned as a result of that yegiya. If you're sitting at your table, just giving it a circle of a turn, and it comes to you, you know, the 1400s conveyor belt, that's not Torah, that's not effort in Talmud Torah. You're not going to remember your Talmud Torah as a result. That's not Amel's B'Torah. So says the Leket Yosher b'shem the Trumas Hadashan. Okay, so again, all about the Hetiyah Melim B'Torah, the importance of investing effort in one's Talmud Torah to be Yageya, to be Osek B'Torah. And this, the Rashiv also quotes in his Sefer Yomei Bikurim, the Gemara Sanhedrin Tzavites, Kol Adam La'omol Nivra. This reflects again that same notion in the Medrash Tanchum and Miketz. Everyone is created to work hard. Adam la'amal yulad. And ultimately, says the Gemara, that means la'amal Torah nevra, to work hard in Torah. That's what Rabbah says, kulu gufei deruftiki ninu. Everyone, every body is made to work hard. Tuvid l'dezachi dehavi deruftiki doraisa. How fortunate is the one who decides to invest that effort, that yagia, that amelus, in Talmud Torah as opposed to anything else. Okay, so just to wrap it up, we saw Machlokes Hashonim, Birchas Torah, Mitzvah Daraisa, Mitzvah Darabanan, Rambam, presumably Darabanan, Ramban Daraisa. We saw Lashon Ramban, Mashma, that it's a Birchas Hodah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah to teach us the Ma'isim HaRetzuim Lafanav, Shebehem Nincha Chayom Haba. We saw the suggestion of Rasha Weiss that maybe the Machlokes HaPoskim, if women can say Birchas Torah, and why they say Birchas Torah, might reflect whether Birchas Torah is a Birchas Shavach Vodah, whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So to the Machlokas as to whether Shina Keva B'mitaso B'yom is a Hefsik might also reflect this Shaila, is it a Birchas HaMitzvah or is it a Birchas Shavach Vodah? And finally, the Levush, that it's a Birchas Hananin, the Degel Machan Ephraim, the one has to daven B'harav Nafar Mesikas HaTorah, and the Taz, Mem Zayin Aleph, that Lasok, as opposed to Lilmod, implies that one has to be Omel B'Torah, B'chukasai Teilechu, Shetia Melim B'Torah, and how the Amelus B'Torah aids in one's remembering what he learns, says Trumas Hadashan, but also as Medrash Miketz tells us, Medrash Tanchum Miketz tells us, ultimately everyone is bound to suffer some Yisurim Ashrei Geber Shetia Senu Ka Umitaras Chaslam Denu. Halvai that our Yisurim should come from the Yegia and the Omel that we invest in Talmud Torah. Okay, wish everyone a Gevaldige day, evening, night. Night is yet young. Plenty of Talmud Torah hours lie ahead of us. Okay, Yashar Koach to all for participating. And stop the cloud recording.